Makri Patish, we went over it Friday. Pir Bikuntresh and Fates Bees, a cell lacha shots. We nearly read the Mishkan have been abundantly shoved tanic mam locha the kill and have a Mishkan. We knock a Makri Patish, the Eben Lav and Mishkan. A nearly read the high Makri Patish and a Makush Achain. Shemakala Klibishask mam locha. So we said Friday, there is no machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, any practical after meaning, just in the pshat of Makri Patish. But Teisves will be made that if somebody will do what Rashi says here, it will be chayv Makri Patish. Kol shul my chose. So what kind of a kashi is it? I mean, don't we know, doesn't the Gemara know that sometimes a kol shul you knock in a nail? So if there is, it's an accomplishment. So this is dafke hochi is the refushi. They have the kabosi be mishka. Because the Gemara's kashi is, where do you find the kol shul of binyan in the mishka? Which will choshe binyan kol shul, avomeitzi itran upalpolis kol shul svore de mechayim. Because as far as itzo is concerned, so well, even if it wasn't Mishkan that they were meitzi palpling, but it wasn't Mishkan itzoye. And what kind of itzoye was Mishkan? Anything that had chshives. And be palpling, let's say, a refueh, sometimes you have to put in your teeth something, a certain medicine. So it doesn't matter how much it is, even if it's very little, a minimum, but it serves a very big purpose. So mil is higher. Aber meits it from paupers kolschum schworen mechai. Och a gassina. Zadit es eben chai. Vilo gassina mishmak li patish. There was a girl say, am zadit es eben chai mishmak li patish. So Teisha says, no, we are not there as that. The maskone meikala bitatoi. Bitatoi said, then it's not shayach to say, mak li patish tatoi, because the Gemara says there are three roles. Three layers, Tatoye, Mitzie, and Loy. So Tatoye, he doesn't plaster it, but he thrusts it into the ground together, and together with the offer around it, so it becomes firm. It becomes firm. So it becomes attached to the ground even without plastering it. So a lawyer, so he has to be plastered, because otherwise it will not stand. The mitzoy, and the lawyer, so he doesn't have to do anything, not even to thrust it with offer, just to put it down, so it will stand. But the Gemara applies that to tatoye. Tatoye is. Should have been of Mechuber after all. He thrust it as the foundation. So if with offer, he thrust it in such a way in the ground that it becomes firm. So mele it's Mechuber. How is the child to say Makabi Patish? How is the child to say Makabi Patish? Now let's see the Rambam here. Teisha says, we're not geres, I'm tzadit se'evet, chayev mishumak v'patish. Why not? Because since the Gemara says that he has to be mitzadit, in other words, he has to thrust it in the ground, and thrust it in such a way that it will stand firmly. So memele, it's mechuda. So memele is no chiv, mak v'patish is only when it's bikarke, when it's mechuba. Makipat is only, it's a kele, I'm sorry. But if it's mechuba likarke, then there is no makipat. But the Rambam was geres. Hamtzadis is heaven, and tatoye, chayvish makipat. The Rambam says in Kerefiud Miluch HaShabbos, Halochi Yitches. Hamtzadis is heaven, kol shu, Chayvish Magli Patish. Am Satis is a heaven, the Seda Binyan, that's the toy, the foundation. The Seda Binyan, the Tikna Biode, the Yeshiva Bimokim Orolo, Chayvish Magli Patish. But the Ramon Bimede, there is no Chiv Magli Patish in Hubea. So how does the Rambam say that the Torah, Hamzalis is ever, it was the foundation in the carcass to offer so that it is, becomes firm. So what is Mechubah? So obviously we have to say in the Rambam that since there is no attachment with teeth, so it would be possible. It would be possible to push it out. In other words, it doesn't mean Hamzaritis. Here we are talking of a case where he just put up the first layer of stones as a foundation. So if he would plaster it with deed, so then he wouldn't be able to push it out. Masheinkin, if he doesn't plaster it with deed. But it's firm. But if let's say a number of people together will try to push it out, they'll push it out. It will require a big effort. So since it's possible for a number of people by exerting an effort to push out the lowermost layer that is thrust in the ground, so maybe it's not considered mechubea, and is considered like a kele, like a kele, until the binyan is built and you are able to push it out. After all, it's not really attached, it just holds firmly. But if you want, there are many things that are firm, but if you want to pick them up, you can pick them up. So since you could pick up the layer of the lowermost layer of stones or bricks, so Mele has still a din like Kele and is high with Maklipach.
We're about to the second reason to us.
What's it going to be?
He's still going to be doing more opinion, so it's not. How
would
you explain that to the
Rambam? Oh, right, it's not such a strong kashi. Still, even though he talks about Beine, but because there is a similarity between Beine and Magli Patish. So he discusses Beine, he discusses Magli Patish.
No, but the Kashi says, in other words, how can we Magli Patish by Tetzai? You're still going to do the Amsalem, you're still going to do the top row.
So what?
Magli Patish is going to shaft when you're finished, the Kli.
Oh,
there is zero in the beginning. You only finished the first row. I'm sure. How can the Rambam say it's Magli Patish?
No. That's no kashi. Because true that it's not a final act. It's not a final act vis-a-vis the final edifice. So it's not a final act. But it is the final act as a foundation. As an edifice, it's only the first step in building an edifice. But, as a matter of fact, the foundation is not even part of the final building. Whenever you make a foundation, even today, I mean, that's my impression. So, whenever you build a foundation, the foundation is thrust in the kark. And then, when the building is built, you don't see the foundation. So in other words, it's the final act vis-a-vis the foundation of the building. It's not the final act vis-a-vis the building itself. No, I'm sure. Every building has a foundation. So the building begins here, right? I mean, outside the building. But the foundation is beneath it. You don't even see it. You have to dig under in order to see the foundation. So since once the building is built, so you don't even see the foundation, so that means that the foundation is an entity by itself. It serves as the foundation for the building. Foundation for the building. So Mele can still be considered as a Kelim.
Okay.
That then, is Chubbulah Gaon.
So then according to the Rambam, you're every time, like let's say you make a suit, so when you finish the sewing when you finish the sewing, you're chayav makor patish, and then when you finish cutting, you're chayav makor patish, and when you weave that together, you're chayav.
There's a difference.
You chayav so many
there's a big difference. Over there, once you finish the suit, so everything is integrated and everything is one entity. You can't even separate one from the other. But here, when you finish building the building, so you see that the building is one entity and the foundation is another entity. You don't even see. Do you see the foundation of this building? You don't see it.
No,
it's in the ground, the bottom.
So we move over to the building, though.
Yes, Machubah to the building, Seinachaname. Once the building is built, then he doesn't have a Mekilah, because Machubah the building. But here we are talking of someone putting up the foundation and Shabbos and nothing else. So then at that moment, it is considered as a kill. Of course, right now, the foundation of this building does not have a Mekilah. But we are talking now when he does it by itself. So the foundation, sometimes you see, as a matter of fact, I participated in the dedication of a certain of number of yeshiva buildings, of hospitals, in Israel last year, so of a hospital, so I participated. I attended it, so I saw, they put in some stones, they thrust it into the karke, and that's all. So, and when the building is built, you don't even see it. But, so of course, once it is built, it doesn't have a shenkele, but until it is built, when it's only a foundation, then according to the Rambam, it has a din of a kele.
But according to Tosis, we only have one mount of the partition. According to the Rambam, if we build a building, we have two.
No, when you build a building, not makel patish.
No, you need one for the for
binyan, one. Binyan, not makel patish.
For finishing it, don't you get the finishing complete?
No, sir. No, but when you finish the building, then it's certainly not a kele. Is this a kele? When you finish setting up the foundation, which is not really attached to the karka, which could still be pushed out. Right now, you couldn't push it out. תמך רואים מסעיף אפילו גבי גימס ולגרסין רבי יסעים ורוזי גרסי רבי יסעים מרב לרדימס so that's the גרסי there's a גרסי in our text but this is not גרסי because in our text it says תמך רואים מסעיף רבי יסעים אפילו ובין הרגבי נשלב על מחיים this says we're not גרסי Is enough for the gas and my comment on my hope to have a set of memory goes away. Or is in a cabu, cautiously rough, don't mission bane. A my if sick market parties when you sat is look at the yach. There was a wire mission bane, which will normally set up by a bad other in Hyman Dial, should say big opine. He puts in, he thrusts in the handle in the blade. So, Rava Machayev Mishum Beine, the blade or the axe, then Bafal Gav the Kamelim Bein Bekelim. So Rashi says, because Bafal Gav the Kamelim Bein Bekelim, so how is the Chayev Mishum Beine? So according to Rashi, there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Shmuel whether in being bechilim. That's what Shmuel says, and Rab says yes, being bechilim. We don't pass like Rab, and according to Shmuel, in being bechilim, so it, in all situations, kelim amufka b'nim. But Tesfah Shita all over is not like that. That Shmuel doesn't say that kelim are always mufka b'nim. Certain types of binyan, that in Mechuber it's considered binyan, in Kelim it's not considered binyan. But if it's a real, if you build a Kelim or it involves professional work, then even Shmuel is made the chief binyan b'kelim. So here, in the Mele, Vafog of the Kamelim binyan b'kelim, in Mevidayne Davke Barzoras, but it's Rissim. So in other words, because Tesis is Chelek Rashi, according to Rashi, Rav holds Yevi in Bekelim, but according to Tesis, Rav also agrees that Ein Bi in Bekelim, if it is just a Maise Hedyet Bovat. But the Machlekes here is, here Rav says that it's the Yishayvish Beine, because even though Rav agrees, generally speaking, that they be in the Kelim. So there, Rav agrees only in the case of Arzoras Potitrisim. Arzoras Potitrisim. In other words, to put back the shutters of a box. So there we say in being the Kelim. Or let's say to put together a near shal prokim or koshal prokim, then we say in being bekelim, avo being gomo nechay bekelim from the karke. And the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is whether iron shifts a bekube dimore when you force the handle into the axe or into the plate, whether that is considered being gomo or that is not considered being gomo. So according to the Rav, it's considered being gomo, and according to Shmuel, it's not considered being gomo. Avo being gomo, mechai mekelim from the karke, amenes perikio, gabi mito shal tarsim, mito tarsim is like a bed that can be put up in toka chayef chatos, because it's a being gomo, in other words, if you screw in, in other words, if you take, for example, I mentioned last Friday, if you have, let's say, two legs and a board, and sometimes you have many guests, you set up the table, you put one leg here, it's really a pair of two legs, a pair of two legs here, and a pair of two legs here, and then you put a board. So then it's in the beginning. But suppose when you put in the board, so you screw in the screws, then it's stuck out, then you have chatos. It's only when you just put the board on top of the two pairs of two legs. But if your mama screwed in, then stuck out. So have chatos. Gavimito, Shotarsin, Tok Haif Hatos, Umazak Minir Haif Hatos, if you screen the candlesticks in the candelabrum, Yahaif Hatos, Vikaranagulo, Ben Hilo, Ben Kailin, the Karake, El Lokim, Shen Hizu Bumnes, the Between the Hoshit Binyan, Uvikarake Hoshit, Felix Homab, Gavinos, Migdal, the Mikel Rabbi Rabbi's Mikel Shoei. Now, this has to do with an air. Now, what is an air? Suppose you want to walk more than alpine mammoth. So, if you don't make an air, then you cannot walk more than alpine mammoth. So, you can't, but suppose somebody, very important guest, is expected to speak Shabbos in a town where that is 4,000 amos away from your city. Let's say this is one city, and then there is another city. So the other city is 4,000 amos from this city. And the certain Chochem is expected to be Shabbos in that city. And I want to walk. How can I walk? I can only walk 2,000 amos. Let's say 2,000 amos is here. So how can I walk there? So there are two ways of setting up an air. Either if the person himself goes Shav Friday afternoon and he stays there, let's say, for the duration of Bina Shmoshes. So that means when the Shabbos day begins, he's there at this spot. So Mele is Kenish Fisa at this spot. This is one town, this is another town. From this town is 4,000 town. Here is Midway, so it's 2,000 tamo from this town, and 2,000 tamo from that town. If he wants to be muter, to walk from here to here 4,000 tamo, so he has to set up an air. How can he set up an air? Either by being there in person during the Nashmoshes. Some male sees there in person, so he establishes domicile at that spot. So that's his domicile. Some male is allowed to walk from his place of domicile 2,000 amo the whole ruach in every direction. So here he's allowed to walk here because that's the mizo direction. He's allowed to walk here because that's the mayor direction. He's allowed to walk here 2,000 tamo because that's the southern direction. He's allowed to walk here because there's the dorm direction. So one way of being Kenish Visa is by being there in person. The other way, suppose it's difficult for him to be in person. Let's say he's not well, he's a weak person. He can be there the whole Bina Shmoshes in person. But he wants to walk 4,000 tamo. So then there is an, and he cannot be there Bina Shmoshes in 2,000 tamo away from each town. So what should he do? Says another way. If he brings over the chal, his chal, either he brings it over himself or he gives it to his shliach, to bring over the chale, and the shliach puts the chale here. So the mele, since during Bina Shmoshes, the chale of Reuven is here, so it's considered as if the person had established the Messiah, because the place of Achille is considered his residence. Where a person eats is considered his residence. So the mele, since he's Kenish Visi here, so he has to count the 2,000 tamo not from here but from here in every direction, so he can walk this way and he can walk this way. Since he can walk this way, he can walk from that end also this way. So these are the two ways of putting up an ear. But so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nosli Migdal. Suppose when he comes here, so there is a Migdal, and he puts the Chale in the Migdal. So then there is a Machlekes. Then there is a Machlekes. Whether the Erev is effective or the Erev is not effective. Suppose he went there or he sent the shliach to put the chale at this point, but he's afraid to leave it on the ground, so then the caliph might come or a person might pass by and eat it up, so Binas Moshes will not be Balaam. So then the whole Erev is frustrated, is defeated. So in order that Erev should be effective, then the Chale has to be there, in that place, for the duration of the Binas Moshes. Now suppose in that place there is a Migdal, there is a Migdal, and he puts the Chale in the Migdal. Now, there is Aloha in order that an Erev should be effective, so he, the Yeruvay, have to be Moknachot. What does it mean, he, the Yeruvay, have to be Moknachot? In other words, that he should be able to eat the Chale if he wants. Shabbos, and then, now, if the Erev is a Rishus HaYochid, let's say it's 10 Tvochim high, and it has Mechitzes 10 Tvochim, and it says Dalet, so then it says Rishus HaYochid. If you put the Chal in that Rishus HaYochid, so over there, when he stands outside, he's not able to take it out, because it will be Meitzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabu, from Rishus Rabu to Rishus HaYochid. So then it's considered who b'mokemachot ve'eruvei b'mokemach. So then the Erev is not effective. So noshne b'migdal d'meikelei, so there is a machlekes, I think between Tanakam and Rav Leza. Yeah. Noshne b'migdal b'mavteh hazeh Erev. Rav Leza v'meri meni yedish mavteh b'keim ein Erev. So, noshne b'migdal machlekes, whether the Erev is an Erev, or the Erev is not an Erev. And Thomas says the Erev is an Erev, and Abler says the Erev is not an Erev. What are the Chirik? The Meikle Rabbi Rabbi Yisev, the Middle Shalitz, where he put the Chale in the Middle Shalitz, and it's not 10 Tvochimai. So Mille, there is no Yisev on taking it out. But since he put the Chale in the Middle Shalitz, and the Chale is closed, so in order to open it, in order to open it, and the Mafteach, he doesn't have a key. So the Mafteach got lost. How can he open it? In the Mafteach, there is one way of locking, breaking it open. But breaking it open might involve an Isaiah of Seisaiah. So the answer is, instead of becoming, so then the Erev is a good Erev. So this is how the Gemara tries to explain the Mishneh. The Mishneh says, Are is Erev. But after all, the closet is closed and he couldn't get a Chale unless he breaks it open. But that will involve Stira, so he's Subu Mokmechod, Ve'erev Ve'erev Mokmechod. So how is it good? Ofrich omar nos nigel meikali rab rab yesin mishleit di maus ava keilu uvim bim bikeilim u maus ava reilu hosa maire. So so the question is, so Tanakame says that Erev is an Erev. But how is Erev an Erev? This has to be who be Yehovim Mokmechot. And if he cannot avail himself of the Chale, so then the Erev shouldn't be effective. Here, how can he? The closet is closed. It's a box. So it's closed. And the key got lost. How can he take out a Chale? One way, if he breaks it open. But if he breaks it open, he'll be there in the Loch of Seisir. The answer is, he's still a Bekele. Some Mele, Tanakama holds, he's still a Bekele. So he's allowed to break it open. If he's allowed to break it open, so it should be obeyed Gimokmer. So, Kabanosne, die Miet all die Mekel Grabrabesen beschleit, die Marser war Kehlo. Dann kam er hol, die Teddin auf Kehle, wegen BMB Kehlin, und Marser war Eelu. Oh, Eelu, some Mele is not allowed, so it doesn't Teddin auf Kehle, it's an Eel. So, he's not allowed to break it open. So then the Gemara refutes that objection. Why does the Gemara refute? Because Mimon Efshach. What kind of a closet is it? Is it as large as if it has a capacity of Mem Sobelach? In other words, if the box, the closet, is so large that he has the capacity of Mem Sobelach, like a mikveh. So then it certainly is a dinogneel. So then we cannot say in being became. In being became, but there is being the air. So even something that is storish, but if it is so large that it has a capacity of Mem So, then it doesn't have a din of a kele, and there is being in it. And if the bride Mishneh refers to the case where he doesn't have Mem so why does Rebbe Zar Chelik, who doesn't have Mem so a box? So less than Mem so certainly as a din of Kele. So Mele it's a stir of Kele. So Mele should be considered who be Mokmechot. So why does Rebbe Zar Chelik? Why does Rebbe Zar Chelik? There's a Gemara question. Oh, so then finally the Gemara Abaye gives the Teretz Bimanu Bikotu Mishne. Bimanu Bikotu Mishne. So then there is Bimanu Bikotu Mishne. So then if it's, in other words, there is a key, there is a lock, and the lock is tied with the hevel. In other words, it's closed with the aid of a hevel, of a rope. And he cannot open it unless he takes a knife and he severs the hevel. He cuts the hevel. So the question is he allowed or he's not allowed? So the Gemara says, actually doesn't involve any melacha. Just to sever the rope doesn't involve any melacha. But Tanekame or Mahaitaime says that he's considered to be mokmechot because he's allowed to take his sacking and cut the hevel that is closes the closet. But Abaye here, Mora da Flamadei in Erev. The seventh line above the Mishnah. So Abaye the Rovid Amt Havaye, Bimano Vikotam Mishnaskim. The Mishnah deals with the case where there is a man and the Hevel holds it locked. But if he were to take a knife and cut the hevel, so then it would not be inaccessible. Then it would be accessible. So maybe it's considered to be a way mokmechot because he has the aid, the option of cutting the hevel, so then, and that it would involve no melacha. So maybe it's muter. And Rebbeza holds like Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi says, and Rebbeza says, not like Rabbi Yisi. It's a sort of like Rabbi Nechemi. Rabbi Nechemi Shita is in Mukze, that even a Kli Heter in a Nital, Elo Litzirach Mlach. So in other words, suppose you have a Kli. Suppose you have a Kli knife. That's a Kli Heter. But what is the knife used for ordinarily? The knife is used to cut bread, to cut basar, to cut all kinds of things. But knife is not ordinarily used to cut throat. Only very seldom does one use a knife in cutting so. But in cutting the hebel, in cutting the rope. The usual use of a knife is to cut bread, to cut basar, according to Rabbi Yisi, Tanakamek with Rabbi Yisi, that kolakil mitol, a kele, you allowed to mitalter, a kele heta, you allowed to mitalter. According to Nechemye, even a kele heta, you are only allowed to be mitalter the kele for the purpose of using it in the way it is usually used. Now, what is knife usually used? To cut basar or to cut pas, so you're allowed to mitalter by a sakin to cut an eichel. But to cut a hevel, that's a very, very, very seldom does one use the knife to cut a hevel. So mainly here, since the purpose is to cut a hevel, true that cutting the hevel doesn't involve the yibelisa, because it's still in the indikalim, but there is a nisa of mukse, according to the Chamei. That's why he says that where he locked the closet by means of a hevel, and even though the hevel in itself could be severed, could be cut, but you're not allowed to be mitalter the sakin to cut the hevel, because according to the Chemie, so even a kelish letter like a sakin can only be mitalter if the purpose is the usual purpose. Let's say you're allowed to mitalter a sakin to cut basar, to cut chale, but not to cut the rope. That's the Gemara the Havam is. But the question is, but there is Binyan Mikaelim, if it's a real Binyan. So he says, there it's deals not where it's a real binyan or a real steer. So it deals the case where there is no real steer. All he does is he severs the hevel, the rope. That's not real binyan. Also, my man who became mystic is not by the same. The least only foreign, which is cheated, go higher. The Nachi is still, ye steer, who binyan became. So Mela, we see that so in other words, Teisves is really following up his own shite, that if it's a real binyan, then yesh binyan still bekelim. And there the Gemara and Erev, why did the Tanakhama say that Erev is a good Erev, even though in order to be able to eat a chale, he'll have to cut the hevel, because cutting the hevel is not a real binyan. It doesn't involve any professional work. Anybody can cut a hevel with a knife. So that's why we say in Binyan, Ustira became. Now here in regard to Stamigelin, we also have a machleke between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says the chayv mishum beine, and Shmuel says the chayv mishum avil patish. Look, Shemchal Nekelin, l'choshv l'shmuel beine. So the question is, why does Shmuel say he's only chayv mishum avil patish? Why couldn't he be chayv also mishum? Also mishum beine. So the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly that it's not the Pesach Lahachnis Leitzi, because after all, it is Lahachnis Leitzi. Why does it need a hole in the chicken coop? Because he wants to manipulate that air should be able to come into the chicken coop through the hole. And he also wants to manipulate that a bad smell that always emanates from the chicken coop, that it should allow all the hevel out to the bad odor. So mele it is lachnis leitzi. That's the reason as to why Shmuel is mechayef mishmakei patish, because it's a Pesach lachnis leitzi. Lehachnis Eya and Lehitzi Hevel or Ruacho. So Reach, Reacha, Reacha. So why does so according to Shmuel, so the fact that the Pesach is also Lehachnis Eya Avi and Lehitzi Chayim Hevel because he is not chayv mishum beine, only mishum avil patish, because beine he has to make a real Pesach lachnis leitzi. Mashenkin here, it's not a real Pesach lachnis. For example, this door, so is a real Pesach lachnis leitzi, because through the door, people come in and people come out. Or even if it's not this kind of a door, but if it's the kind of a door where people bring in packages, objects, so that's lachnis leitzi. So then he can be mechuyev mishum beine. Mashenkin here, it's also lachnis leitzi. But can anybody see it? Can anybody see avir? Can anybody see hevel or reyachra? So mele, so rav, shum rav shiti is, even though it's invisible there, the hevel and the reyach and the avir, but still it's a mitzvah. Avir exists. Sometimes you go out in a windy day, so you see how it exists. It blows with such a blast. So according to Rav, it's considered like any Pesach horse lachas leitzi, like a Pesach you build, where for which people come in and people come out, through which people will bring in packages and people will take out packages. But Shmuel Shiti is, no, if it is the kind of a Pesach that is constructed for the purpose of being machnis people and being meitzi people, or being machnis tangible objects and be meitzi tangible objects, then it is, there can be a chiyuv or beine. Mashinkin here, it is only constructed for the purpose of being machnis something intangible. Eir is intangible, and being meitzi reacha or hevel, that's intangible, so there is no chiv mish So there is no chiv mishmbeine kondishmuel. And the contrab there is a chiv mishmbeine, even though the purpose of constructing them is to allow air to come in, something no one can see, or hevel to come up. Because you know, being a mission, because the high pizza was and late, our authority may be there, but my size is not done, see, or say, be slender, we are, merze, kimam, the chokhut of the yone, half a government domelis, in Ekev, the rules of the healing, those was lach, the late, we come up with them being called to Mechayev, when I was used to in the morning, we sat it, Shmuel, Mishmuel, called him a Chayev, and my Chayev ring can go on loch. The mission, that's where he left off. Achere is called Shu Chayev. If somebody plows the ground, no matter how little, so is Chayev. Why? Because even if she plows the ground very little, so by doing it, she adapts it for Zriya. Achere is called Shu Chayev. Amikalsim, kolchu amenakish, amikalsim. What's amikalsim? Kate is an often evasion, Rion. Lisakri. The Amizari. Amenakish, v'amikalsim, v'amzareit, kol shu chayev. So, if he is menakish, menakish means he plucks out the unfavorable twigs, I mean, ozroi. So, v'amikalsim, v'amzareit, kol shu chayev. Kate is an often Yveshim Nilon Lisakne, Mizare it's Rodim Lachem Hadoshim Shoshonezu, Uponim Shemi Rubin, Umakrishim Oilon, Umisyapshim Vikate Sineisam Imenu. So Kolshul Chayev, even very little. Why? Because if it is for the purpose of using the twigs, of using the Zroim, of using the branches, then it must have a shear, otherwise there is no accomplishment. But if it is for the purpose of being misakin the karke, because the twigs are detrimental to the karke, and when he plucks them out, so then he prevents the deterioration of the field, so then even with the mashu, so is misakin. So is Chayev. Now, Rashi says here, Mizari Zrodin Lachim Chadoshim Shoshon Azu, Upomim Shein Rubim Umakrishim Oilon Umisyapshim Vikit Sineisen Men. Then he says, Hamelakit Eitzim Mut Imli Sakim Kolche Imli Hese. From Rashi it's mashma. Rashi says, "Im lisakin esuilon o yisakarka v'kotziman chuber." So then, kolshu is chayev. So Rashi emphasizes that it doesn't make any difference whether it is for the purpose of being misakin the karka, so is chayv kol shu, or if it's for the purpose of being misakin the ilon. Sometimes, if you don't pluck out certain unfavorable twigs, so the karka will deteriorate. So mainly it's for the purpose of being misakin the karka. And sometimes, if you don't pluck out certain shoots, certain plants, so then the ilon, certain branches, then the ilon will deteriorate, not the karka. So bishleim in the case where he does at least hakin as a karka, so it's chayv for kol shu because of cheresh, because that's the essential feature of cheresh, to misakin the karka, to make it more adapted for planting, for sowing. But in the case where he plucks out the zrodin because they are for the purpose of being misakin the ilon, why should we chayev mishum chayresh? The answer is enochaname. There couldn't be a chiyuv mishum chayresh if the purpose is lisakin as a ilon. If the purpose is lisakin as a karaka, then there could be a chiyuv mishum chayresh. But if the purpose is lisakin as ilon, then there couldn't be a chatos on the score of chayresh. But then he'll be mechuye for niteya, for zereya. So this is what Rashi means. Im lisakin es o yilon o yesakarka, because minachuper is chay bikolshu. If it is lisakin es akarka, so bikolshu is chayev mishum cheresh. If the purpose is lisakin es yilon, then bikolshu is chayev mishum niteya o zereya. And when Rashi says mizareit, Zrodin lachim chadoshim shoshonezu upomim shem yorubim umakrishim oilon umisyapshim vikeitz sineison mimenu. So the Rashi means that it is that is chayev mishmeteya, but if it's lisakin as a karka, then he is chayev mishmchesh. But suppose it's not lisakin as a karka, and it's not lisakin as a ilon, then there couldn't be a chiyuv mishum chayresh or mishum niteya zereya. But then there could be a chiyuv mishum keitzeya. Keitzeya, that requires a certain shiur. But if you just pluck out one grass, one single herb, and you couldn't do anything with it, so then it's not, he has no chshives, so then you're not chayev. That's why the Mishnah says, Amelakit eitzim im lisakin is kol shein, either because of chereish, if it's lisakin as a karka, or because of zereya neteya, if it's lisakin as a ilon. But im lihesek, so then he couldn't be mechuyev mishum chereish or mishum zereya neteya. But mishum keitzah could mechuyev. So then he has to have a certain shiur that he would be able to make a fire with it, I mean a fuel, something to cook on. How much? Kid levashel beitzakal. In other words, if the eitzim is large enough so that he could use it for fuel to be able to be levashel an egg, so then it has chshiv. Hamlakit asovim im lisakin kolshu im libeimo. But if the purpose is not lisakin as a karka, but the purpose is to use it as fodder, as food for behemo, so can play PRD only if it is large enough to fill up the mouth of a gdi. Beitzu kalke kreigres, beitzu tanigeles, she kalu ili vashe mikola beitzin. So you more as a kashal in my chos. Here it says hachivish kolshe. So, anything, the question is, to me is, what is the Thich Nhat Hanh Kaka? To make it adapted, suitable for Zri. In other words, if you don't plow the land, you can't sow, you can't be Zareya. So you have to soften the land in order to be adapted for Zri. But if it's cultural, it just plows a little spot. What could he plant there in that little spot? So why should we hire? So the Gemara says, no, even if he plows a minimal piece of land, so he still accomplishes. But how does he accomplish? The accomplishment manifests in the fact that becomes suited for Zriye. But what could he plant or sow on a tiny piece of land? No, he could. Chozel ibisra dikar lizriya biseicho nimo shal dalas, a gold, you know. So in order to plant a gold, you don't need a big piece of land. Even a tiny piece of land is large enough to plant a gold, to sow a gold, a dalas. V'afal gavdishon inulin yitzazah, Rashi says, but we learned Daf Tzadik, that's in Perik HaMatznia. So we learned that if somebody is made a single gold, so he's not chayav, because one gold has no chshivus. Only if he's made two golds. But one gold, one dalas, is not high. So here too, just as vis-a-vis tzoyim, we require two golds in order to have chshives. One gold does not have chshives. So ligabe chrishe also. So it shouldn't be if he plows such a small piece of land that it's only possible to plant there, and that tiny piece of land, one gold, it shouldn't have chshives for chrishe. So why is it high? Apparently, obviously, there is a difference, a distinction between melechas chrishe and the melechas itzoy. This is what Rashi says. The afal gadishon ilin itzoy zera tluin shnayim. So over there the reason is why only if he's made two golds he's chayev, but if he's made one gold he's not chayev. So it's because sheinod mitzvei abim machas hanim leitzoye dichimofik tarte mofik yadode shenizrei achas libado avolin chavishe kol gumo vigumo bapenaf sheovidlo. So vis-a-vis tzoye, so the average person will not decide to carry, to go out in the Rishon LeZion in order to carry one gold. That's a waste of time, waste of energy, waste of time. Only, so the minimum for which a person will be Tereach himself to carry out the Sarabim two goals. That's the barach of people. Masha'in king ligabi zriye. So many a person would agree to plant, to be chayrish in order to plant one gold. It sounds strange, but that's the way it is. So what is it after all? I mean, plowing involves more of a tircha than carrying. More of a tircha. So how is it that in regard to carrying, which involves less of an effort, so a person wouldn't carry out of Rishus HaRabim one gold, only two golds, and in regard to chrishe that involves more of a tirche, so a person would exert an effort to sow just one gold. The answer is this: because the gabi carrying, so you can, if you carry more objects, so you can do the same amount of work. Let's say you put one gold in a bag, and you can put 10 golds in a bag, and so this the same trip, so you can carry 10 golds. Some male people decide they are not going to carry one gold if they could carry two golds, Mashing, and that will be the same trip, the same tier. So for each inch of land that you plow and you sow, you plant, so there you have to, that requires a separate piece of work. When you carry, so you can carry one sefer, and you can carry four sefer in the same trip, you can put one sefer in a bag and you can put four sefer. So maybe a person will not be willing to go outside and carry one gold when he can at the same time, by the same work, carry two gold. But Ligabi Zriya Nitiye, he couldn't with the same work plant two inches of karake, because each inch has to be sown and planted separately. This is what Rashi says. Avolin Chrishe, the same thing is true of Chrishe, kol gumo vi gumo ba penafshe ovedlo. Haminakish vamikarsin vamizaret ton rabonon hatele shulshin vamizaret zrodin im lachile kit regres. If somebody is tele shulshin and this is detrimental, so it's a kind of a herb that is detrimental to the karke. So then if it's liapisakarke koche, but suppose he doesn't do it in order to misake the karke, he does it lachile, so then it has to have a certain shia kikregres. Im libeimo kim loy pi hagdi, in other words, if it's for achilas odom, so then it has to have a gregres. But if it's lachilas behimo, then it's kim loy pi hagdi. Im loy esek, if it's for fuel, kid levashel bezakalo. But vim liapis akarke, but if the purpose is to prevent the karke from deteriorating, then anything, no matter how little it is. So the Gemara has the kashe, or to kulo loyile apisa karke nino. Why does the price say that only if he was mischave to bring apisa karke? Every time you pluck out an unfavorable herb, so yam yapli karke should always be mechuyim. So, Rabbi Stam Tavaye be'agam shom in a meadow, not his sode. So there is no yipu karke. So if he plucks them out, what's the purpose of plucking them out from a meadow, from an agam? In order to use them for achilles, so then it has to have a shield. Abaye omar afilotim b'sodid la'avada ufigein lo mechave, if he's not mechave. So the Gemara has the kashe v'abaye v'rove the amre tavaye mei Reb Shimon b'psikrei shevelo yomuz, psikrei shevelo yomuz. So even if he's not mechave mamesh, he to be miyap the karke, but it's a psikreishe, the karke is necessarily going to be improved. So mele should be mechuyev, it should be considered mishave. So the Gemara says, lo yitzri chedika ovid, biyare de chavre. ότι κουλιάψα κάρκενι, αρε α κάρκε με τσι απνέλα βάγαμ σιν τσόγλι άπης, βάρε χάφαλ ήχ πεσλίλι άπης. Now, this is one of the rayas of the Or, the secretion of ήχ πεσλίλι σμούτα. Because, so he has many rayas, but this is one of the rayas, because here the Gemara's kashi is, why does the Braise say that if he's not mischave, if he's not mischave, if he's not mischave to be miyap the karke, so he's poter only mishum keitzer. If it has a certain shio, then it's mechuyev mishum keitzer. But mishum cheresh is not chayev. But it's Mishyap anyway, so that's in the Mechuyev Mishum Cheresh. The answer is because he's not Mishavim, but maybe Rav Shimon Psik Reish. So because he does it in his neighbor's field, so he doesn't care whether it's Mishyap or not. He's not such a devoted friend of his neighbor. So the Kashi is, so what if he doesn't care? So Teisve says, Be'ar de Chavre, Pires davin melochashim tzol legufa. Davin melochashim tzol legufa. But the Or says, in other words, so that price must accord with Rav Shimon, who says melochashim tzol legufa is potter. It couldn't accord with Rav Yehuda, who says melochashim tzol legufa is chayev. But the Or says, no, it could even accord with Rav Yehuda, who says Melochashim Tzricha Legufo is Chayev. But here, since he's in Mishabein, true, it's a Psikreshe, but since it's a Bidar de Chavrei, so really it's a Psikreshe de Leich Peslei. And Psikreshe de Leich Peslei, so Reb Shimon is not made that he's Chayev. Only by Psikreshe de Michale. Let's say, he chops off the head of a bird. Why? Because he wants his child to use it as a toy. So he's not mischavim to kill the bird. He's only mischavim to chop off the head. He cannot say it's not mischavim, because chopping off the head necessarily entails killing the bird. But it's michale. The child will enjoy it more when the bird is dead, because if the bird will not be dead, it will not involve so much fun. Maybe for some children it will involve more fun, but for some children it will not involve so much fun. So mele is excretion in nichale, his nene. So then he's considered mischavi. But here, biara the day, if somebody would pluck out unfavorable herbs in his own field, so his nene famet, his karke is being improved, but b'ara de chavre is a psikreishe loich pesle. So that's one of the rays. Now, Teis Vesia says, b'ara de chavre pirit amlochash in tzchil gufo. Apparently, Teis Veshite here is like Teis Veshite in Shabbos Dav Gimel, that there is no aloha of psikreishe loich pesle. No, as such aloha. In other words, he's chilek, tastes that Gimel in Shabbos is chilek. And the Oruch Hana, the Reiselev, that midereise psikre, there is no. And at the Reise level, there is no difference between psikreishe in Michale and psikreishe in Loyach Peslev. And he's chayev, and in Kolatel Kule, he would be chayev. But the business why here is not chayev, because here by Shabbos, Rav Shimon says that Melochashim Tzricha Legufo, even if he's mischavein, he's potter. So here, true, he's considered mischavein because of psikreish. But even by mischavein, if he's Melochashim Tzricha Legufo, he's potter. But in Kolatel Kule, where there is no haloche of the Melochashim Tzricha, Shinzrich Oli Bufosa, then by Psikresh Lich Peslei will be Chai. Teisves. We tzricha David bar de chav. Now, that Teisves involves a number of Gemaras. We'll have to go over some of the Gemaras. The new Gemaras we'll have to go over. Pirish Baruch, the psikresha de nichalei. Now, I just want ki gein di ovid bar de chav. Uchrin bi acher shenehiave. Now we have to go over a certain Gemara of Rav Miller, otherwise we won't be able to understand it, what Teisves is discussing. Now, the Och Mensch is many rise, this Gemara. Bar El Chavre, the Gemara in Klal Godel of Hatzot Halozim Vapeitze, so is Chaye Bekonet Anekame Mishum Tzedek. Contribute to Hatris. Yeshdish shalom do a car. But the Moras Kashi is letting the Mahuye, Mishmutos Nishome. So the Moras says, even Pace Kisho Hai, so by crushing the Halose, if they are about the Halose, so it's still Potter, because Misasiku is the Tos Nishom. Why? Because what the question is, because Shanoch, the whole Kamod is when he shomed Tvei Nichalei, Keich and Leitzel Tzvili. So again, the Och was it on the basis of Tzikrei Sheh the Leopold. So that's his second right. Then there is the Och of the third right. The Och to the Gemara and Rabbeinu Gamliel, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The fourth line from the top of the Omamah, Boso, Uvayim Ashmini Yimel Tzal, so the Torah could have said, Yimu Alose, by Psao Alose. So, there is a lab in the Torah, and he says, Hishomole Chobin Netzaras. What do you mean, Shomole Netzaras? If somebody has a Netzaras, and his legs, and his face, and his shoulder, and any part of the body, so he's not allowed to cut it off, to remove the negatzaras. It's a lot. He's not allowed to remove the negatzaras. So, if somebody had negatzaras, he should not be allowed to be mal, because by the body removes the negatzaras, so it's allowed. So that's why the Torah says, "Boso, imashmini saolosei, psar v'aval pishiyishon baheres yom." This Zerzakosov is based upon the Deen of Essay of Tzitzis. So just as the Essay of Tzitzis is the Chemise of Mine, so the Essay of Mile is the Chemise of Shalom Negatzaras. So Yomudir Rabbi Yash, so the Mor Esikashim, Holomolicho, Doroshim Mishavnu, Vidoroshim Mishavim Muter. Why does Rabbi Yashin require the Tzakosov or Boso to advise us that even if on the Gid there is Baheres in the Getras, we are still allowed to be mal? Because of a special Tzakosov.
but without the deed of Esedech Leisese, he should be muter because he's not mishaving to remove the Gazaz. He's mishaving to remove the Orwe. But the removal of the Orwe necessarily entails the removal of the Gazaz. So, is Doshim mishav? Vidoshim mishav muter. Om Rabbi limit chel dude. So Abaye says that Yashe called with Rabbi Yude, who says Dovashim Mishavein is Osa. So I would say he's not allowed to be mal, because by being mal, he would. So that's why the Torah says Boso, that he is allowed. So we don't have to resort to Gzosakos Boso. So And here there is a psikreishe, because if you cut off the oves, you necessarily have to remove the negatsoras. In other words, that when Abaye says before he considered to Rove that made a Rav Shimon be psikreishi, so at that moment he still held that Rav Shimon is matadosh and is chave, and even in the case of psikreishi. Now, BBC, Ishal Ragley, who may shall say fay, who may shall say fay, be more. Now, what does it mean? BC shall Ragley, BC shall, BC, Ace is BC, shall Gab Ragley, who may shall say fay. In other words, suppose he has negatsaras. Now, so he's not required to make special shoes. You know, if the shoes on the person, and he'll put them on the foot, and then on the toe he has the negatsaras, so it will rub off the negatsaras. It's not required to get special shoes. In other words, he's allowed to put on regular shoes, but even though by putting on a regular shoe, so to rub the shoe against the negatsaras and to rub it off, doesn't matter. Why? Because he's a carrier. You know, he carries loads on his shoulders with rope. So he fastens the sack or whatever to or the suitcase to the shoulder and charges it. So suppose he has on his shoulder a negatzaras, and then when you fasten the sack of the suitcase on the shoulder with rope, then he will rub off the negatzaras. He's allowed to do that. Why? It's a superfluous lasses. Yishomer on Torah could have said, Yishom negatzaras, lishmemei, lasses. The answer is, lasses, the atheist. Avo, atheist, receive. And but he might rub it off, so he rubbed it off. Why? Because there is a specialness of Kosovo glasses. But if there hadn't been a specialness of Kosovo glasses, then I would say that if somebody has negatzaras on one of his toes, he's not allowed to put on a type 2 which might rub it off. He's not allowed. If he has a negatzaras on his shoulder, he's not allowed to fasten rope with a sack on the shoulder, which might rub off the tzaras. But why do we need a gzeres hakosuv of lasses? He should be muter anyway, because he's not rub off the negatzaras from the toe. He's not mischabing to rub off the negatzaras from the shoulder. And here we have a machlekes, the shame. And the machlekes is So Rashi says, "Vabaya libid Reb Shimon, mikore mikamani disafre, hay bosom meovedle." In other words, because the Gemara said before, so there was a time when Abai held in case of situation. Then after he heard it from Rove, so he considered Rove. So according to Rashi, Rove's kashi is directed against Abai before he considered Rove, while he was still opinion. Shimon holds Doroshim is Chavin's mutar even in case of Tzirech. So according to Abaye, before he was Chazer and considered to Rove, while he was pursuing the point of Shimon, Doroshim is Chavin's mutar even in case of Tzirech. So what does he darshan from Boston? In other words, be shleime efele kakasidit to Rove, ebe de kukonot Rove, there is no kash, because meile Rav Shimon psikrei shimle yom, so meile we have to apply also to the Roshe that one is allowed to be mal himself, even though he has a Baharis and a Gid, because but without it, I would say he's not allowed. Because of secretion. That is, after Abaye considered Rav. But there was a time when Abaye held that he didn't give his secretion. Dorshin Mishab Mishmuta. So, then, it is Kashi. According to Abaye, what do we need? The Pasuk of Bosom. This is what, this is how Rashi explained. Abaye lived in והבעיה עלי בדרב שימן, מי קורא, מי קמא די סברה, זה בפור, אנסר את רובה, אנסיס את רובה, while he was still assuming that according to רב שימן, דובר שנשחק בזמות הרבים כסקש, היי בוסו מי עובד לי, היי בוסו מי עובד לי, אומר רב אמרום, בעיני הלוקות הרוסי ומשחק, where the Godel, let's say, tells, so the Gemara is discussing now the Godel's Mal himself. Sometimes you have the Godel's Mal himself to suppose the father wasn't Malin when he was 8 days old. So then when he comes to Godel, he has to be Mal himself. So suppose a Godel is Mal himself, and he tells the mayor, be Mal, not just for the mitzvah of Mille, but I have another purpose also. I want to get rid of that extra acidity. So then, when the male does it, Bishlichuse of the father, and his mal, the person, for the purpose of removing the megatzaras from the gid, so if the head had been in the so it would be also allowed to rise. Because of the cosmos of Bosso, because of the city of Lace, they say it is allowed to do it. Omar Ramon, Beima Lokis Barossi, who mishad. Beima Lokis, Beima Lemea Lokis Barossi, Bicavonally tired. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Tina God. And the purpose of the Xerosakos of in regard to Godel, who is Mal himself. And he engages the Neel, and he tells the Neel, you will Mal me in order to remove my negatoras. So then he's mischamamesh. So he would not be allowed to do it. Now that there's a Yosakos of Boso, so he's allowed to do it. Because of the same, but the same Yosakos of applies not only to Godel is Mal himself, because the ordinary case is not for Godel is Mal himself, because most, the overwhelming majority of Jews, even today, so I'm doing it. So only a very small mute who are not nimil in their infancy by their father. So usually when a male is mal, so the male is mal, the child they cannot tell the male, listen, you be mechavin to remove my negatoras. So the male is mechavin. So the male he should be mutar even with alad zeros akosul of posa. Beim Ravi Aben Lokut Baeres Dibneu Komis Chavein. Beim Ravi Aben Lokut Baeres Dibneu Komis Chavein. So the Xerosakosuf of Bosor is needed in a case where the father, he tells the male, he's standing there and he tells the male, listen, you be mal my child. And I want you to be mal the child. Number one, to be kind, Mrs. Miller. And number two, I want my baby to get rid of the negatzaras. So you be mischave. Be mal in such a way that you'll be sure. Zomnem, in such a case, is Nishab Mamesh, so without the Xerxakos of Bosor, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. It's a father, he is allowed so he is allowed to do it. Beim Rabbi Aben locked by a Mishchaben. So then you must ask the Kashi, V'kacher Leved Acher. In other words, if the whole purpose of the Xerxes HaKosov of Bosho is to be martyred in kids where the father engages the mayor and tells him, you be mal my child to get rid of, make sure to get rid of the Negetz HaRas, so there it's muter. Why? But how can we apply the halacha of Esed Echeleis to say? The Shloki says that when do we say Esed Echeleis to say? When there is no other solution. There is no other alternative. Let's say climb with Jesus. Climb with Jesus. Suppose you have a Negetz of Pishto. A Negetz made out of Pishto. Of linen. And you have to put in Lovon and Tcheles. Tcheles is the Aloche, is Bitzema. How do you get Tcheles? You take a Yehudah of Tzema and you dye it with the blood of the Chalotei. So then it becomes blue. So that's that it involves Tcheles be Begesh of Pishton involves an Israel Shadness. There's no other solution, so no other alternative. So then we say, as the Echelis said, there's no other alternative. When you can use, let's say, if it's a snack, but it's a love one, let's say now, we don't have Echelis. So you don't have to put in dafke a chutzal semer, you can put in a chutzal pishton. Then you're not allowed to put in a chutzal semer. Today, not allowed to put in a chutzal semer. Why? Because it's actually the time to say it. So it's the aloha fesed echeleis is saying. It's only shayach when there is no other remedy. But if there is another alternative, then we don't say Esedeche Leisese. So here too, sins only in the case where the father is standing. And he tells the male, I want you to get rid of my baby's Negetz HaRas. But if the father is not standing, and if another male, when now the father, so will decide to be mal the child in order to be kind to Mrs. Mille, then it doesn't involve the love of the Shomolach of Negetz HaRas. We don't have to resort as the Echeleis. So why is he allowed the father to tell the male, let the father not mix in, and then. Other people will be mal the child, so they won't have to resort to Esed Echeleis. Suppose there is no possibility of another without the father engaging him to do it. And the only way to be mal the child is by the father. So you have to resort to the Xerxes HaKosov of Esed Echeleis. Anyway, explains the whole shakal vitaya of the Gemara only according to the Hava Min of Abaye, but according to the Masone of Abaye that made a Rabshim Sikresh, then there is no kasha, because then there is no kasha altogether. Because if you had a Gesakos without the Gesakos of Boso, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, even though it's a Dovor Shein in Yishab. Is that there is no difference between psikreishet in Michalei and psikreishet in Yichalei. I didn't know that psikreishet in Yichalei is muter, so he doesn't explain the Gemara's kashe. Alude Hava Min of Abaye. He explains the Gemara's kashe even according to Manakon of Abaye, and even according to Rabbi. So the Gemara Sikashe Vabaye Alibid Rav Shimon Vabaye and the Koron to Rav. According to Rashi, the whole Kashi is directed only against Vabaye. Vabaye only as long as Vabaye assumed the Dorosh Mishchad Mizmuta Alibid Rav Shimon Naf. He didn't indicate his situation. But according to Rove and Abaye, according to Maskone, when he considered to Rove, there is no Kash. But the horse says, no, the Kash of the Gemara is against Abaye even after he considered to Rove. And then he directed it against Rove also. So the Kash is, why does the Torah have to say Bos? To advise us that only a child, even if the child has the baheres and the gid, even without the zakos of boso, he should be allowed to be boso. What he says is a psikreishe, but it's psikreishe liach pesle. He's only interested in cutting the ball, not in removing the baheres. But he removes it anyway. But he doesn't care. So the Gemara says that the possibility in the case where he does care, where the father doesn't. So then the Gemara says, even when the father doesn't, so how can he do the matter on the basis of Hesedich Leisis, if there is no other solution, no other alternative, but here there is another alternative. Not to let the father be involved in the mile. Somebody else, a stranger, who doesn't care whether the baby is removed or not. So then it is a psychological irreversible. So then we don't have to resort to so the Gemara tells us that the Gersakos is needed in a case where a stranger is not available. The only one who can make sure that the child should be nimble is the father. So if the father is the only one who has to do it, either by doing it himself or by engaging a male, so that's for the fact, so in such a case, it's a psychological. So, all this is another rush. Now we can go back to the Davis.